Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Okay, you don't want to talk about the winning streak. Tito, what do we talk about? The NFL opening up here today?
You know, it is kind of fun where you know when you get to that time of the season where, you know, because we have a night game tonight, you come in, the NFL's on, the guys love it, I love it. We're here so much, it gives you something to kind of watch, which is cool. And then we got a game tonight. So it's that time of the year. You start to feel like it's fall, and I think the guys get a second wind. You're through the heat, and the dog days of August are kind of behind you. It's a good time of the year.
You don't worry about a team peaking in baseball, do you, Tito?
No, I don't know that there is. I know in other sports they talk about that. But in our sport, you try to win every game you can, because and then keep your pitching healthy. I think health is the biggest thing, because when you get a pitcher on an opposing team, a guy like Sale or something, you could be peaking, but you might not get hits off of them. So it's a little bit different.
Conversely, and I'm not trying to bring up a bad memory, but I've been here when it happened to the Indians as well. When you go bad in September, it seems like for whatever reason, man, it's hard to turn that around.
Oh, tell me about it. It cost me a job. I mean, you know, we had a really good team, and we just couldn't, you know, our bullpen kept giving up games, and we'd lose some games, and it was hard. You know, I'd much rather feel like we feel now, like we're going to find a way to win, as opposed to, oh, my goodness, we have to win, and let's just hope we can find a way.
Does that kind of feed on itself, Tito? Do you notice that in a dugout, no matter what's going on in the game, guys are like, hey, we'll find a way?
Yeah, I do, and I like that, and I do think the one positive, besides our record with this streak, is that it gets everybody's attention. So you're probably at a point in here where guys are tired. I think they're paying attention to detail really well, which is good.
I know the answer to the question, but I still have to ask it. Because of what it meant for the Indians last year, you didn't really worry about home field advantage until that last weekend of the season when you had a legitimate shot at it. And yet here you are sitting in good shape to maybe have the best overall record in the American League.
You know, I think my answer to that is we'll play as good as we can, and we'll hopefully, one, it's good enough to get into the postseason, and then we'll see where we sit to the rest of the league. I don't think you sacrifice your pitching to do that. Hopefully you can play good enough and also get your pitching in order, and that's probably a double bonus, but I don't think you sacrifice your starting pitching.
Terry, outside of his first start after the All-Star break, Trevor Bauer has been about as good as Corey Kluber here in the second half of the season. Why?
He has. I think it's fastball command. He's not getting behind and as deep accounts because his off-speed is really good. He's got a good breaking ball. He's got a good changeup. And when hitters have to respect his fastball, he becomes really, really tough.
Is confidence a big thing with him right now, Tito?
I think confidence is big with everybody. I think it's so overlooked by people. You know, everybody says, well, they have these numbers or these numbers. When guys get confidence, they start to do things they haven't done before, and the same thing goes with teams.
What about now your ball club here tonight? I see Jose Ramirez is in the lineup, and I guess one of the beauties of where you're at right now with your lead and whatnot, you've had the ability to give a guy maybe an extra day off when you wouldn't have had that luxury in the past.
But you know what, Hammy? I think, and we say it all the time, you try to do the right thing, whether it's convenient or not. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We have won some games, but I'd like to think we'd have done that anyway, but it's a lot easier when you've got some wins going.
But Jose is good to go, right?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have put him in there. He could have probably played yesterday. He took BP early today. He's ready to go.
Hey, I did see Kip in the hallway before you and I did this show. Man, he seems excited. He said, you know, even when he came back the last time, he felt it a little bit. He feels like maybe even at the end of this homestand, he could be back.
And I don't know if that's unrealistic. I just don't want to put that on him. He's got a progression to do according to the trainers, and he's really doing a good job with it. And like you said, he's got some excitement, which is good, because that means he's starting to feel good.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and it's the Orioles coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and it's the Cleveland Indians continuing this homestand. And Terry, you're at a point here. Everybody knows how well this club has played. Do you do anything differently when clubs are going this way, or does a manager say, hey, I'm just going to stay out of the way?
Well, yeah, I mean, staying out of the way is really not a bad thing. I'm getting good at patting them in the back, you know. But we keep our barometer or our temperature. We keep an eye on it, and our guys are doing fine. We stress so much, stay in the moment, play today's game. And I don't see anybody out there doing anything different.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.